Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Welcome back, Rock Movers. Today's guest is someone that we're going to absolutely enjoy. I know you're going to get so much value from this because Amanda Neely is someone that she is a sister from another mister from my financial history. So she gets me. She understands the same world, but she is still in the financial world, making a difference, moving rocks for women of all backgrounds. Amanda Neely is the CEO of Wealth Wisdom Financial, a CFP, and a profit first and bank on yourself professional. She's also published author and co-host of the Wealth Wisdom Financial podcast. I'm so excited to have you with us today, Amanda. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me here. It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, we're going to dive right in because our listeners love to really pull back all the layers and get to know you so they can learn from, I love to say, you're going to make your own mistakes, just don't make mine. So what was the biggest rock that has been instrumental in who you've become today? So what was that biggest rock that you've moved? We'll start there.
Yeah, it was actually a business that I started in my 20s that became this huge obstacle in my way for achieving the life I really wanted. Funny enough, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that rock was a business. Who did you become in the middle of that rock? Did you, because if you're new to the Rock Movers, let me just clarify what that is. So rock to me, we say that we have bags, right? We all carry bags. That person has a lot of baggage. That's a saying we're familiar with. But the rocks in those bags are the heavy things that we pick up ourselves and put in our bags or feel like someone has put in our bags for us. So that could be a trauma, that could be a horrible experience, that could be a broken relationship, obstacles, challenges, all of those things, right? So as we go through those things, sometimes we morph into who we don't want to be as we're dealing with this ugliness, messiness, heaviness of this rock. So what did that business cause you to do that didn't feel like you? And how did you figure that out?
Yeah. So for some like perspective here, we wrote a business plan in 2009. We opened that business in 2011. So that was, you know, whole journey of creating it. And then we, like 2011 to 2013, we just like, it's the first couple years of a business. We have to work like we've never worked before. We've got to make this work. We put everything into it. But then 2013, we realized like, hey, we're a couple years into this. It has, you know, it's not making a ton of money, but it's at least like paying the bills. We're not going into debt anymore, right? And we had come through one of the hardest times in our lives where we had a miscarriage, a grandma pass away, my dad have a heart attack. We had to put a cat down after getting cancer. Like just our marriage almost broke because of that. But then we're sitting there the other side of it and we're like, this business, like we can't keep doing this. We're on the edge of burnout. We don't, we don't have the cushion we used to have financially, but also emotionally. Like, you know, you have a customer that you talk with, you've got to, they're like, how are things going? Oh, it's going great. You want them to buy, right? Like, so they're not going to buy from a failing business, right? So, but also we weren't failing either. We're in this really strange place where like, we could keep going, but do we want to? And could we handle it? Like, I was vomiting from the pressure at that point.
Wow.
That was not okay. Yeah.
So in that moment when you came to that realization that, okay, I could, but I just emotionally, energetically, physically can't. I could push myself through this, but I choose not to. What were the next steps and how did you begin moving that rock out of the way to really find this beautiful place where you are now, where you're serving authentically with so much passion and joy? Because that comes across that you really feel like you're in your calling, like you're in the zone now.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a whole journey, right? Like, because we're now in 2024.
Yeah, it's never one thing. Right?
Honestly, I'm a huge fan of micro adjustments, what some people call Kaizen, like small changes. And honestly, it started with having a date night once a week.
Simple fix that anybody could apply.
Yeah, like 6 p.m. on a Friday night, no more work the rest of the day until we woke up Saturday morning. And we could do whatever we wanted, right? During that time, we just could not work. That super easy. And that started, we started actually talking as a, you know, married couple rather than as business partners, right?
Yeah.
And from there, it went into, okay, I get one morning off a week just for myself. And my husband gets one morning off a week just for himself. And we like, I worked extra so he could do that. He works kind of extra for me to do that, right? But that was so sacred time. I was able to go for a walk when the weather was nice, get outdoors, get in, you know, all that awesome sunshine and, you know, process things, journal a little bit, like whatever I needed to do. And same with him. His was, you know, a little different. And then it just kept growing from there. Okay, like, well, now that we have like a little bit of time off, a little bit of sacred time just for whatever we need, where can we go from here? That's when, so you mentioned in my bio, profit first. That's when I first discovered profit first, was a little bit after that time. And that whole idea of in a business, you don't take your income and pay for all your expenses. And then the net is your profit. That's what you get to take home. It's instead switch that around and you take your revenue minus your profit. You pay yourself first from the business and then run all of your expenses. And we're like, I wonder if we could do this. Like, so we added up, like, here's the, you know, our cost of living in our home. Here's our utilities on average, right? Like all the things. Here's how much we need to pay ourselves to at least like make sure we've always got our bases covered.
Right.
Including saving a little bit for retirement. We're like, that's covering our bases. It wasn't just the normal expenses. And we started paying ourselves the first of the month rather than at the end of the month with whatever's left over. And then we started talking to our team like, okay, we got to make this business more profitable. What if you just tried reducing waste, selling one little upsell every shift, right? Like those kind of Kaizen small shifts. And I'll tell you, we were able to keep paying ourselves the first of the month, the same amount every single month from that point forward, because we decided we wanted to and we could.
So to me, if anybody's listening to this, they're going, okay, that seems super simple. It can't be that easy. And I think the gift in this message that you just shared is that it doesn't have to be mountain moving rocks. It can literally be those, I don't want to call it a pebble because that was a pretty significant rock, but rocks that you can pick up with your hand and move one rock at a time. You don't have to move the whole pile. It doesn't have to be hard. It gets to be easy. And the main message that I heard is you have to prioritize yourself first.
Yeah.
Because when everyone else comes first, and this is a truly basic principle that I believe applies to 99.9% of the women aren't doing this. They put everyone else first. Men tend to feel like I have to put my family first. I have to take care of everybody. I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders. There's no room for me to take care of me, and I can't ever show that I'm weak or that I need help. So in this effort of carrying all the rocks and, you know, lugging this bag by ourselves, we end up making it so much harder than it has to be. So I love that you just simplified it there. Let's fast forward to now. because you began making these incremental Kaizen changes, we know that just those little 1% changes, 1% accumulative is huge. And so today, what does life look like for you and your family?
Yeah, well, it's changed a lot. Like my time is now a lot more in my unique giftings and being able to do the things that I love and enjoy, but also where I'm really good at. It's not funny how those things are often the same thing. And then we take a whole day off every Sunday. It's just family day. We're not checking email, not looking at our phones, just enjoying the day together. We still do a date night once a week, just my husband and I. We changed it from Friday to Saturday because that just worked better for the calendar. And then like on the day-to-day, I'm not working the 12-hour days. It's more like a normal schedule, like 40 hours a week or so. And it's really nice to do that. Cook dinner. We didn't have a kid at that point. Now we do, right? So it's also been like that forces me, if I want him to eat healthy, I better stop working and cook something. The interesting thing, so here's a metaphor for you. Somewhere along the way, I picked this up, but I was like, oh, that's exactly what I did. Michelangelo was asked, like, how do you do these big sculpt, you know, these amazing sculptures, right? And he would say, like, he would look at the rock and he would see the angel or the David inside of it, or like what it could become. But how did he create that? It was just these little chisels, right? And so what I think the unique thing about my rock, because it wasn't some trauma or something, like maybe that's true for some people's rocks, if it's trauma or that kind of thing. But my rock was this business that I could shape and form and chisel at slowly to make it into a masterpiece. And we ended up selling that business and, you know, recreate another business, and we could form it the way we wanted to from the beginning. But whatever rock we're facing, I think that's a fun way. It's not like we have to move that rock, but how could we transform it, maybe chisel away at parts of it, add on to it at other parts. Like that's one of the cool things about rocks is you can, you know, put some more sediment on there or add some concrete here or whatever to like change what it looks like.
I love that. And I love that you didn't allow the challenge of the first business to stop you from having the next evolution of it. Because I tend to see, and I personally have experienced, like you go through this experience and it's not good, or you feel very personal about it, right? You take it very personal, that means something about me. I failed, rather than this wasn't the right avenue or venue or business or whatever. And we allow that to stop us from what could be this beautiful dream that we were meant to do. So today, tell us a little bit about what you do as a CFP, as a financial professional, and just what's really unique about how you serve, because I think you have an amazing model, and I'd really love to share that with you.
Yeah. So when I saw the name of this podcast, the Rock Movers podcast, I was just like, oh, this is totally like that sister from a different mister kind of thing.
Cause I want to know, like, the picture over her shoulder, y'all. If you can't see this, if you're listening to it, she has those, and I forget what they're called. There's a name for them, but the stacked rocks, where you can see, you know, people balance these rocks, and it's a meditation process originally, but, you know, it's also just super fun to do if you figure out if you can. So I love that you have that picture, because it really does display a certain level of like, oh yeah, you get me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get the rock, whole rock mover thing.
Yeah. Because what I've found, and I've talked about this for years now, what I found after I got into the financial industry, not knowing, you know, how, you know, competitive and debate, you know, people debate about all kinds of things. I got into this just wanting to help people. And what I found as I was doing that is lots of people, as they go through their life, they pick up this financial rock and that financial rock, and they put it in a bucket and they're carrying this heavy bucket around with them, what you were calling bags, right? You can kind of picture that.
Right.
And every once in a while, they're like, I should probably evaluate these and see if I should keep carrying them or not. So they'll put their bucket down, they'll take them out, try to rearrange them, figure out what's good, what's worthless, you know? And it's just overwhelming and frustrating. So they just put them all back in and keep going. Well, what I like to invite people to do is instead, so the stacks of rocks, they're called cairns. Cairns have been made throughout world history in all different civilizations from, you know, Stonehenge, the Great Pyramids. Those are just cairns, just in different ways. There's also like a single rock, you know, standing in an up straight manner, right? Like that can be a signpost or someone like where they're going on a trail or whatever. These piles of rocks are all throughout the Bible to mark sacred moments. Like we see this. So it's like, once you think about it that way, it's like, what kind of cairn would I want? Do I want something simple? Do I want something that has some spiritual significance to it? Do I want something that can withstand generations upon generations and almost feel like the aliens built it because nobody can figure out how it was built?
Right.
Right. Like, what kind would I like? And then we can take what someone has and we can categorize them. Do they match this vision? Do they not match that vision? All those kind of things. And as I was playing around with this, I actually found there's really only four or five places your money can go. While there's like 450 different financial products out there, they all really boil down into four or five different kinds of rocks. Savings, money that's liquid, safe, you know, easily accessible. Taxes, money you have to pay to the IRS. Investing, money that you're willing to put at risk. Liabilities, money that's going to debt. And then lifestyle, everything else, the money that you just spend. That's actually, I spelled a word there. Savings, taxes, investing, lifestyle, liabilities, still. And then I was like, okay, we call this the still framework. These are the kinds of rocks you can have. And then you can think of which one could be the foundation of your cairn. Which one's worth building a life on? Which ones are optional? You don't have to have all these rocks. Like, I don't have to have liabilities, for instance, maybe taxes. I could like play around with how big or small that rock really is in my life.
Right.
And so then we kind of categorize them and then we can start to figure out like, okay, how am I going to build? What am I going to build here? And that's where I developed something called the STILL method. It literally takes 30 seconds to learn. So it's an acronym again. The first S is set your sights. What's that vision? What are those goals? What do you want your cairn to look like? What does financial freedom mean to you? Those kind of questions. Is track your in and outs. What's coming in? What's going out of your life right now? Kind of cash flow management. Some people might call it budgeting, although not exactly budgeting because we're not like, we're noticing what's happening. We're not like judging ourselves.
We're capturing.
Right. And then I is inspect your progress. Has my recent in and out gotten me closer or farther from where I set my sights? And then the first L is look for the micro adjustment. Look for the Kaizen. What's the small change you could make to help all these things get you closer to where you really want to go? And then live deliberately. Put it into action. Try it out. Especially if you're making a micro adjustment, you can try it out for a time. You don't have to be worried about if it's going to work or not. You get to come back and repeat back at set your sights and track your in and out and inspect your progress to see like, did that micro adjustment work or not work? And what do I want my next micro adjustment to be? And you keep going with that. And I call those, so it's kind of mixing metaphors here. There's the financial products, but really that process of how you like go through the STILL method. I call that my 5-stone system. And my book is called 5 Smooth Stones.
5 Smooth Stones. Yeah. I love that. So it's like Kaizens, Cairns, and I don't know what the third sound would be, but we don't want it to be KKK, but
Well, Cairn starts with a C, so we're okay.
C, okay, so we're KC. I don't know. I love all of the acronyms.
Me too.
I love them. They help you remember. It just simplifies.
So you said something, I forget if it was in the pre-interview or like before, after we hit record.
Maybe in our first interview.
You mentioned that life is chaos, right? Like there's so much. And actually have an acronym.
I think I was saying I'm actually really good at creating chaos. I think this is what I was
There you go. I actually have an acronym for chaos.
Okay.
Okay.
Of course you do. You're like the acronym queen.
I love acronyms. Confusion. Haphazardness. Anxiety. Overwhelm. And stress.
That perfectly describes chaos.
Yeah.
And some of us tend to function in a way that we create our own chaos when there is none.
Right.
Because that is it's a mental habit in part. But also if we're not responding to something that is a stressor, a problem, if we're not fixing something, then it's like our brain doesn't know what to do. So it creates, it self-sabotages and creates the spiral of the chaos. And I tend to, in avoidance, and this is me being like fully telling on myself, my coach is going to be like, yes, you do that. And that's what we're working on. But when things are going really, really well, my brain's like, where's the chaos? Okay. I have to create chaos because we have to be fixing something over here. It can't all be good. So that is a mental habit I am unlearning. Mm-hmm. And so I love that you broke it down into that acronym because, man, that really, it's true. And we do create those stressful moments. So
yeah. And where I was going with this is like, I create the chaos too. And yeah. What I found as my cure for chaos is still.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back to that still place where I can be like, okay, what do I really want? Where have I set my sights? What's been flow? And this can apply not just with money, but with how you use your time.
Everything.
Right? Like how you manage your emotion, like all those things. And what the big like mindset shift for me is I was one of those people that if I wanted to change something, I just cold turkey, I'm changing it, right? I'm diving all the way in, making the change. And it's like, from here on forward, this is true. And what I learned as, you know, I think it was actually from Profit First, that doesn't tend to stick. That's why we have like yo-yo dieting and stuff like that. Because when we, like, there's, you know, there's this scientific study that they had people, the goal was to get them to run 20 minutes three times a week, right? Like kind of that, that standard of what it means to be healthy. And they had one group that they're like, cold turkey, go run, you know, 20 minutes, three times a week. They had another group where they did this Kaizen approach and they had them stand in front of your TV for 10 minutes. Now walk in place, like then the next week, now walk in place for that 10 minutes rather than stand and like gradually make these changes. And at the end of the study, guess who was running three times a week for 20 minutes a week, 20 minutes a time? The second group.
Okay.
Right. And like, even just learning that and hearing that, I'm like, okay, I can try this. I can like, give my brain permission. Be like, I'm not going to jump all the way in. I'm going to try making these small micro adjustments. So it's like, what if it were easy? What is my equivalent of standing in front of the TV 10 minutes, right? Like, how do I make it that simple, that easy?
Yes.
And that's my Kaizen. That's my adjustment that I make.
Okay.
And even like my brain knowing that that's what we're doing and that all it has to do is focus on that solves a ton of my chaos.
Interesting. Wow. You're really good at breaking things down and simplifying them. So I love, love, love this. So for someone that's hearing this and they, whether it's money or simplifying thought processes, what would you say is the first rock to move or the first place to start to get them to have that mental shift? Because I believe everything begins with our thoughts first. And so what's the first thought that needs to move so that they can begin to have this better financial world or better overall health and thought process and ability to calm and still the chaos?
Yeah. So the way that I would think about this is what's like pre-still? Like if you want to get ready to set your sides, track it, like what's like the letter that's missing in before then? Mm-hmm. And for me, that's belief and maybe a little bit of permission. Like you have to believe that you can have a better future and you have to give yourself permission to work toward creating that future. And if you even have a mustard seed of belief, you can move the mountain, right? You can change all kinds of things. But it starts with that belief and like, okay, I could do this. Not only like, do I believe it's possible, but I believe I can do it like in myself and I give myself permission to do it.
So if someone is hearing this and they're like, okay, this is so good. I need to connect with Amanda. I want to learn more. I want to take some steps. How do you work with people? How do you help them other than obviously the investment side, but how do you help them and where is the best place for them to get connected with you?
Yeah. So I work with people all over the United States. I work virtually. So it's really easy. I do a lot of phone calls, a lot of Zooms. Uh-huh. So you have to be comfortable talking on the phone. Sorry. But the way that you get in touch is our website is wealthwisdomfp, as in financialpodcast.com. And there you can find out more about what we do and click on schedule a call to schedule a time with me. Also, wherever you're listening to this podcast, you can listen to the Wealth Wisdom Financial podcast as well, including YouTube, and get some of those actionable items, those mindset shifts going even before we chat.
I love it. Great way to plug in. I think that's a great way. I think podcasts are so beautiful at that, at allowing people to know, okay, is this my person that I want to work with more? Do I resonate with what they're saying, what they're sharing? Yes. Okay. Now I can plug in knowing, like, I kind of already know what to expect. I think it's such a gift.
And it's kind of funny, think, sometimes people will listen to the podcast and they'll reach out and they'll be like, wait a minute, you're the same person? I'm like, yeah, it's not some podcast personality.
You know, I that's so funny because I get that too. Because at one point in time, anybody that was on the internet was famous.
Yes.
And now it's like all of these regular people doing podcasts, and you get on the phone with them and you're like, okay, you're human and you're normal. Normal as normal could be, relative. But, you know, you're just like this average person or regular person doing stuff.
Yep.
It's just kind of mind blowing for people. But it's also something that has been really beautiful for me, because in 2023, I don't do New Year's resolutions. I do intentions. And so I set the intention that I was going to get around people that I desired to be more like, or someone that, women that kind of, I used to say triggered, now I say activated, right? There was something about what they were doing that I desired to do.
Yeah.
And maybe envy rose up, or jealousy, or I was just like intimidated or shrunk around them because, oh, they're doing something I can't do. And now, just pushing myself to get around those women, get to know them, talk to them, I'm learning we're all just people doing life, figuring it out, and maybe they're 2 steps, 5 steps, 20 steps, whatever, ahead of me. They're still just figuring it out. And we're all just doing the very best we can with what we've been given. And some of us are more determined and more practiced or more resourced than others. And some just are more, you know, they just don't quit.
Right.
Yep. That's the only difference.
Yep.
So that has been so instrumental. So I love, love, love everything you're doing. I'm so excited to introduce you to my rock moving community and my world. I know that they can benefit greatly from just learning, watching your podcast, learning. So get connected. Also, where do you hang out most on social? Are you primarily on LinkedIn, or is that a thing that you love to do?
Yeah, I'm. That's actually been one of my ways to reduce the chaos in my life, is to not spend much time on social media. So, you'll see my company posting things. Sometimes it looks like I'm posting things, but it's my team, not me. The best way, literally, to reach me is setting up a phone call.
Okay. Very good. Well, I love it. Thank you so much for what you do. Any parting words before we wrap up and sign off?
Yeah. While you were talking, it gave me this little spark of inspiration, is that sometimes when we get around people, like, I love numbers. I found, you know, my passion around this, but others will say, like, I'm not as smart as you are. How could I ever manage my money? Like, and it's actually like, I like to have this concept of like borrowing someone else's belief. Like, I haven't met a woman yet who can't manage her own portfolio, or a man either, right? Like, they have way more power and control than they believe they do. And so I love to lend them my belief, even if just for a little bit of time, for them to catch up and believe in themselves as much as I believe in them.
Yeah.
And so, like, as you're around people who you feel like are like up here and you're down here, borrow their belief in you. Like, they probably see way more awesome things. They might even see you up here and them down here. Like, share that belief with other people, accept their belief in you. And that'll probably give us all a lot more confidence and a lot less chaos.
I love that. Yes, I call it barred confidence. So same concept. And that is what we're asking people to do when they hire us, right? You know, borrow my confidence. Trust me in this process, because I do see what you can do and who you are, truly are, not who you're trying to be, but who you are.
Yeah.
And I love that. So great, great advice. Thank you for being on the show, for being with us, for sharing all of your brilliance and grace and beauty and wise words So many golden nuggets. Like, I'm going to have all of these little quotes from this. So check out the show notes. You'll be able to connect with Amanda and learn more about how to just be still and to maximize those five smooth stones. So thank you again. Thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you on the next episode of The Rock Movers. Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did. And I hope that you got something super valuable. So just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. It's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So use VIP2024 as a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to The Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there. And I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.